1 week from this Thursday and Friday, Nine Inch Nails will be at the Forum. Can't wait. It's K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? People are dumb today. A guy stole a full-size Ronald McDonald, middle of the day. In Florida, a man stuck a bunch of meth in his underwear. So we got that coming up. We had the 420 catch of the day. And at 5 o'clock, we've got tickets for Tame Impala at the Forum. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
I think.
Overruled.
Nope. Sorry. You are listening for a block of Linkin Park. That's two songs back to back. So if I start a Linkin Park song next, you call, but no.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A statue of Ronald McDonald was stolen in broad daylight from a sleepy Pennsylvania town. It's the only McDonald's in town. And they stole Ronald McDonald, leaving local police to try and track down the suspect. They were four different people. They took it at like 1 p.m, so they were barely trying to hide. The police are trying to be funny. We're not clowning around. This was a full-blown McNapping. Oh! Ronald was last seen smiling, as usual, unaware of the betrayal. Witnesses say he didn't even put up a fight. They continue trying to be funny. This is the police. To the suspects, we get it. Times are tough. Therapy's expensive. But kidnapping a plastic icon of joy? That's a McFelony. Oh. What the thieves did next is what makes them incredibly dumb. They immediately put the Ronald McDonald figure on eBay for $2,500 and their address as the pickup location. So the police were able just to swing on by and grab Ronald. You are listening for a block of Linkin Park. When you hear that, be caller 20. You'll win tickets to their sold-out show Saturday night at Intuit Dome. You are listening for two songs by Linkin Park back-to-back. When you hear that, be caller 20. Win a pair of sold-out tickets for Saturday night show at Intuit Dome from K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man, Thomas Carpenter, 41, was recently pulled over and found to have meth in his underwear. Here's the traffic stop.
So how about with your license?
I don't know if my license is even in here, sir.
All right, hop out. You can leave that stuff.
I'm going to record it, man.
You're already being recorded.
I need to figure out how to video on my phone.
I want to record it for my...
Grab nothing.
I'm just trying to pull my pants up.
Huh?
Trying to pull my pants up a little.
Just try to pull my pants up a little. I wonder why.
You got burnt tin foil in your driver door.
I don't burnt tin foil in my driver door.
Yes, you do.
I'm not positive how strong... I don't have tin foil in my driver's door. Please.
Come on, man. I
swear to God, man. You got this huge knife by your foot, too. You got this huge knife by your foot.
That's not a huge knife.
What you got in your shorts? Huh?
I'm not sure, man.
I don't know. I mean, it's not math in my underwear.
Spread your feet, man.
Okay.
I'm not playing this game.
I got it.
Spread your feet. What you got in there? Pull it out. Huh?
I'll pull it out.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
I'll get it, man. I'll get it.
No, I'm getting it. What is it?
A little box or something?
It's just a little box of something.
It's nothing, man.
What is it?
I don't know, man.
How am I supposed to know what's in my underwear?
Oh, here it is, right here. This is what I have. It's what I felt up there.
There's a little meth.
Yeah, meth in there.
I don't think I want to keep meth near my underwear because if the bag breaks, my wiener turns into a jackhammer for hours, maybe days. Linkin Park is playing Intuit Dome on Saturday night. It's sold out, but you're listening for two songs by Linkin Park, a Linkin Park block, two songs back to back, and we'll get you tickets for the sold out show on Saturday. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Kevin, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna, you're caller 20.
Oh, yeah, caller 20.
I don't know why you're fading in and out, but you're caller 20, and you got tickets for this Saturday night to see Linkin Park.
Oh, hell yeah. That's my favorite band. I love them. I love Linkin Park.
I'm so glad that you won, then. That makes me happy.
Oh, I'm so happy. happy. I saw them last year. I got to meet them. I am so, so excited.
Fantastic. Enjoy the show. I'm glad you won. Speaking of concerts, got to go see Oasis at the Rose Bowl last night, and it was phenomenal. The energy, I'm sure you've been told or you've seen on Instagram, is crazy. Everybody, it's almost like you've had too much foreplay, and it's about time we got to the sex. And the energy was ridiculous. I was standing on the floor, and there's a song that got everybody going that was Cigarettes and Alcohol. The whole crowd was bouncing up and down. And by the time we got to Don't Look Back in Anger, the crowd together was singing so loud that you couldn't hear Noel Gallagher with the lead vocals. And it wasn't annoying. It was goosebumps. It was incredible. And I didn't hear it coming or sense it coming, but I felt a body land on top of me. And I was so shocked. I didn't know what was going on. I was on the floor, but there wasn't really a pit. And I turned and looked at the guy, and he had his knee on my shoulder. And my first thought was, this guy's crowd surfing and is about to fall to his death. I need to help hold him up. And then he kicked me in the face. And I thought, I don't need to hold him up. And I looked to see what the hell is happening. And this guy is just drunk off his ass and decided to jump on top of people. He had one hand on somebody else and most of his body on my shoulders. And when I realized that he was just makeshift, there wasn't really a pit. He was just going on his own and jumping on top of me. I punched him as hard as I could to get him off, and I shoved with both hands, and he fell to the floor, the cement. And I thought, what just happened? That was the craziest 4 seconds of my life. And did I kill him? And that dude jumped up and started high-fiving his friends like none of it ever happened. He didn't even feel me punch him. He didn't even feel the fall to the cement. He couldn't have been happier and just went around high-fiving everybody. And after Don't Look Back in Anger, they did Wonderwall and everybody sang together. And they ended with Champagne Supernova and probably a 5-minute fireworks show. It was awesome. Awesome. If you take away me getting crushed from Don't Look Back in Anger, it was a perfect show. Oh, and I also didn't need cups 5, 6, and 7 of beer raining from the skies. But take that away, perfect show. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder, and Megan Holiday has joined me. We're going to do 3 things at 4 coming up next on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have our 420 catch of the day in a minute. Megan Holiday is here now with 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Well, last week we had that a-hole CEO who took the tennis player's hat from that kid that the tennis player had given him at the U.S. Open.
Stole it, yeah.
Stole it right out of his hands. And then this past weekend, it was the crazy lady during the Phillies versus Marlins game. So Phillies outfielder Harrison Bader hit a home run, and the ball landed near 10-year-old Lincoln Feltwell and his family. So his dad, Drew, raced over, grabbed it off the floor. And of course, yeah, different people were going for the ball, including this lady, but she didn't get to it.
Right.
So the dad grabbed it, and then he ran over and he put it in his son's glove as a birthday gift. And then this woman, who's now being called Phillies Karen, she marched up and she demanded the ball. She was in the dad's face yelling, "That's my ball!" Going crazy. This went on for a long time. And you know what? The dad chose to coolly hand it over rather than escalate this in front of his son, who was visibly very upset. And of course, the clips go viral within hours. Commentators and fans are roasting her for snatching joy from this child, and then the witch hunt begins. So online detectives start to dig around for her identity, and then one poor woman was wrongly accused, and she clarified, "I'm actually a Red Sox fan. Thank you." The redemption fan of all of this is that the Marlins staff swooped in. They gifted Lincoln with a swag bag, and Harrison Bader himself handed him a signed bat after the game. And meanwhile, the woman was exiting the ballpark, flipping off the crowd.
Of course she
was. What is up with these these adults acting like children.
This is ridiculous.
I'm so sick of it. Okay, we're moving on to our second story. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections has acknowledged an incident involving an inmate hanging out of the back window of a van on an Oklahoma City interstate. Here's the story.
This is what a lot of drivers along Interstate 40 witnessed.
An inmate sticking his head out of a broken window in a DOC van. He appears to be pleading with other drivers as they pass by. And News 4's John Hayes spoke with people who saw it and the Department of Corrections about what happened. John.
Well, Jolene and Kevin, everyone I talked to today who recorded multiple angles of this happening say they originally thought it was some kind of joke. A DOC spokesperson now tells me it's not.
I'm going to run him over.
You aren't imagining things.
We thought it was a joke at first.
Trust us, the Martin sisters both say they wish this sight during a Tuesday drive on I-40 near the Skydance Bridge in downtown OKC.
What is up with this reporter?
Oh my God, it gets even better.
I had to use this.
Was a joke.
You're driving, you're trying to pay attention to what you're doing, but you're kind of like, what is this guy doing?
Alexis Martin says she was driving the car, her sister Tegan in the passenger seat.
That's a joke voice. Isn't it?
This is
when
real.
They saw this man, we've confirmed, is a state inmate hanging out the back window of a van. Tegan says she knew she had to start recording.
Nobody's gonna believe me.
You can see the man is clearly handcuffed. The shirt of his uniform is wrapped around his hands, of which he uses to seemingly plead with drivers out of a van's broken window. A Department of Corrections spokesperson told me in a statement the inmate damaged the van during the drive and, quote, our officers immediately recognized the situation, exited the highway, and called for additional law enforcement support. DOC won't share his name with us, but say he made it where he was supposed to be without any other incidents.
No more incidents, just hanging out the back window.
Is that DOC you know? From NWA?
Most likely. I feel like he would. Okay, and then the final story. Last week, sorry, I know it's a longer segment today. Last week, I told you about the guy who was caught masturbating during Korn's set when they were opening for System of a Down. And at another recent System of a Down concert, there's more. So we got to play this next story. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Someone took a dump on the floor at a System of a Down concert. What? System of a Down just performed two shows over the long weekend in Chicago at Soldier Field, alongside Avenged Sevenfold. And after Monday night's performance, a fan noticed a little surprise on the floor of the mosh pit after System of a Down set was over. And guess what that surprise was?
Nope.
If you guessed a pile of human you'd be correct. In the exact same area where fans were moshing and rocking out, not to be too descriptive, but the user said it looked like it hadn't been interacted with yet. Meaning, you know, no one had to slip on it and eat shit. Also, does anyone remember when the exact same thing happened at a Turnstile show just a few years ago? System of a Down fans need to be studied, because this comes just a few days after another incident happened at the band's New Jersey show, where a fan was caught pranking his hog during Korn's set just before System performed. Concert etiquette is clearly in the toilet these days, or in this case on the stadium floor at Soldier Field.
Oh.
What is happening? I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We have a new song from Sleep Token. It's called Caramel. It's the second single from their fourth album, Even in Arcadia. The band members are masked, if you didn't know that. So they use pseudonyms. So Vessel wrote about the feelings of being worn out, trying to find privacy, and searching for authentic connection. And it's called Caramel. And it is our 420 catch of the day from Sleep Token. That is the 420 catch of the day from Sleep Token called Caramel. They are playing Crypto.com Arena on October 11. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have your tickets to see Linkin Park this Saturday night. It's at the Intuit Dome. It's sold out, and you're listening for a Linkin Park block. When you hear it, call us and win. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We are going to take your phone calls this hour on a topic of you overreacted.
Yes.
Tell us your story.
Okay,
and
well,
I've got one of my own.
Okay, well, so this kind of springs off of this story I brought in last week about this man in Spain who goes to a restaurant, and he asked the wait staff for mayo, for mayonnaise. They didn't have it, so he walked over to a gas station, got a gas can, came back, lit the restaurant on fire.
Now, we're guessing your story isn't going to be quite that crazy. I hope.
No.
But even like on a much smaller scale, if somebody, yesterday there was somebody in front of me at a light and it turned green and that person didn't immediately start going.
Yeah.
And I, and my honk was too long.
Right, right. You were laying on the horn.
Yeah. You just want to. Maybe just tap it. Maybe
sure,
give
yeah,
them a
just
second.
Like a beep, beep. Yeah.
Maybe just give them a second to realize. But you overreact a lot, especially in traffic.
Yeah.
But that guy just wanted mayonnaise.
I know.
That's crazy.
That is an overreaction.
Do you overreact?
I mean, at times, you know, and it depends on what mood I'm in and all that kinds of stuff.
Of
course. But yeah, it happens a lot, I think, while driving. And mm-hmm. Last week when I was on my way to work and I laid on my horn and I was blasting the new Deftones album and, then an ambulance came up the road.
And that's why the guy in front of you wasn't moving?
And then I just go, oh, okay, I'm
sorry.
Yeah, I'm the a-hole in this situation, you know, and I hate that too.
So 800-520-1067, you're the a-hole. Especially the more insignificant the situation, the better.
Yeah.
Because we're all wound a little tight, and tiny little things can set us off that are just ridiculous. So that's what we're looking for at 800-520-1067 for your phone calls and or texts.
And we've got your tickets for the best phone call to see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067. You overreacted.
Yes, this could be while driving. Maybe you're out somewhere and someone just pushes you over the limit. And the best call, we got your ticket to see Tame Impala at the Forum.
800-520-1067. Linkin Park is playing Intuit Dome on Saturday. It is sold out, but when you hear a block from Linkin Park, be caller 20 and you can win your tickets. We're not playing another Linkin Park song right now.
Not yet.
So when you hear a block of Linkin Park, that's when you call. You be caller 20. Right now we are taking phone calls at 800-520-1067 on you overreacted to anything at any age.
Yes.
And the prize.
We've got your tickets to see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
All right. So you have a story about overreacting?
So I have a story I'm not too proud of. I was a kid. So.
Excellent. Let's hear it.
So basically, my brothers and I, we were having this prank war. We were like 12 or 13 or something like that. And during this prank war, it kind of got out of hand to where we were putting stuff inside, like hiding stuff inside each other's pillows and stuff inside each other's beds and stuff like that.
Right.
So my older brother put cayenne pepper, like powder. Basically, he made like one of those, what you would fry chicken in.
Right.
He made like a powder like that and he put it inside my bed sheets. So, so of course, I was being a teenager, a little kid, I went and got tacks, like literal tacks that you stick into the wall.
Like thumbtacks?
Yeah, like thumbtacks. And I stuck them underneath his top layer of bed sheet.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. When he got in the bed that night, you could hear him kind of like scream, like whimper a little bit, but he didn't make a big deal about it. But when I went in the room, he had blood like pouring out of his leg and things like that. He didn't want to really get me in trouble, so he didn't tell my mom, thank God. But
God. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
We were like 12 or 13. You know, kids, they do kind of stupid stuff, but that was definitely a huge overreaction.
Yeah, that's an overreaction.
From cayenne pepper to thumbtacks in the bed. little bit.
K-Rock, there was a time when you overreacted.
Me and my now boyfriend were first starting to date, and I had gone out with a few friends to party. I came back, I was pretty inebriated, and he just starts asking me how my day was, how my night I was with them, and I just was not having it. And so I was in bed with him, and I got up, put my slippers on, and actually walked home.
What?
Because I
how
didn't
far
want to
was
talk
home?
To him. It was about a 7-minute walk.
Okay, not bad. But wait, you were upset because he was just asking you about your night?
Yeah, I was just like really impatient and I was really tired. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Did you feel like you were being grilled? Like he was trying to get information?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have time for this. I'll tell you in the morning.
2 in the morning? You're going to walk home? That's crazy.
He did follow me.
Okay.
The whole way?
He did, yeah.
Oh, man.
dramatic.
How did it end up? Did you stay with him?
Yeah, we're together still.
He's a patient man.
How's that possible?
He's a patient man. Yeah. This one's for him. I'm winning. I'm trying to win these tickets for him because he's a huge Tame Impala fan.
Who knew this topic would be so well received?
So good.
You overreacted is the topic. Your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
Hey, Rock, you overreacted?
Yeah, I did.
Let's hear it.
I was at a scout camp, and we had a long hike, and I was super tired at the end of the day. But nobody else was. But we were all told to go to our tent. And the other scouts ended up setting up barricades and things, and were throwing rocks at each other and just being nuisance, and I was done with it. I was tired. I got up, I got out, and I just screamed late into them expletives, and I was done. After I was done, I was 10 times more exhausted than when I started. And everybody was silent.
I'm sure they were. 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Taking phone calls about you overreacting. We're all wound a little tight these days. So you have a story like that?
Okay, I got a story. This just happened yesterday.
Excellent.
Okay, so I guess when I was drunk, I supposedly invited my daughter's boyfriend to Mexico with us in March, spring break. I don't remember. So we went to dinner yesterday, and he comes out saying, hey, guess what? I got my flight to Mexico. And I was like, wait, what? You're not staying with us. You get your own room. I was like, no, I can't afford your room. You got to stay for 7 days. You said. My daughter got so mad. I felt so bad, but I got mad upset, too, that I just walked out from Spaghetti Factory and walked home.
Wow!
My God, dude!
Then we got home. We got home. My wife's like, I don't believe you. You just said you got so upset and you left the table and you walked home.
Yeah, because she can't believe you'd be that much of a dick.
I know, I was. And I felt so bad. My daughter was crying after. And I was like, I don't remember. I just didn't remember.
So now you're going to pay for that room, my friend.
I know. I got to think of something.
No, not think of something. Pay for the room. That's right there.
It only fits 6 people, the little house, and I got a family of 7, so.
Maybe a couple less tequila shots then, you know?
That'll work.
All right, K-Rock, you overreacted?
Yes, this involved a tuna fishing trip, a drunken poker night, and some seasick friends.
All right, do tell.
Well, I lost in poker, and this guy decided to rub it in a little bit. And rubbed it a lot. And the next day, he got seasick. He wasn't doing too good. I caught this huge bluefin tuna and had the deckhand slice up the tuna. And he was laying down below. And I walked in and started laying tuna all over his face and all over his pillow.
Oh, my.
He was sicker than a dog.
And did you make him more sick?
Oh, that was the entire intent. To make this guy as miserable as he could possibly be. And it went so far as the deckhands ended up kind of restraining me from pushing the envelope.
How upset could you be about a poker game the night before?
Yeah.
Well, I lost a couple $100, and the guy was, you know, just totally rubbing it in my face. So I said, okay, we got to figure out a way to get this guy back.
That is crazy.
Sadistic guy right there.
All right, overreaction stories. I got to be honest, one of my favorites was left in the middle of the night and walked home.
Yeah, she was drunk and her boyfriend was annoying her by asking her questions.
What's her name, Davina?
Davina.
Davina? Hello?
Yes, hi.
I think I like your story best because the thing that ticked you off was so insignificant.
Yes.
And your
yes.
boyfriend just saying, hey, how was your night? I'm walking home.
I know. Bless his heart. He just wanted to make sure everything was okay, but I was done. I was like, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, please, let me go to sleep, please.
And he's such a good dude. And I know you were saying that he's a huge fan of Tame Impala. Yeah. So you get to redeem yourself by letting him know you're going to take him to Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
That is it for me. Megan Holiday has you from here on out.
And whenever you hear a block of Linkin Park, be caller 20, and I got you covered for their show on Saturday.